We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to another episode of TBTPDBT.
That sounds great. I'm all about
Which stands for Trade Paperback. TD.
Yeah.
Paperback PB. TDPB.
TDPB.
Welcome.
To TDPB.
And did you bring the comic?
I did. Here it is. You know.
That's not it. That's
well.
Next week. Next time. So you forgot it.
So I forgot the comic. I'm BSing him.
Okay. So what, you read it though?
I did read it.
Okay. Yeah. Here, I'll pull up some images so I can at least speak to it.
Shadow Stalker.
What, tell me about it.
Okay, so it appears to be...
I'm on Wookiepedia.
Wookiepedia, yeah, that's the big, that's Wookie. The big thing.
Wookiepedia.
I'm confident two of my brothers are on here on a fairly regular basis.
It is a one-shot.
It is a one-shot, yeah. It really seemed like it resolved at the end. So this guy, he's getting tracked down by stormtroopers, and they catch him in a bar. He's just sitting there drinking, and they're like, oh, you're going to come with us. And he's like, no, I'm really not. I'm just sitting here. I'm going to have my drink. And they're like, no, actually, you're going to come with us. And then, like, they don't show anything, but, like, it implies that he kills all of them. I mean, it shows that he kills all of them. It just doesn't show you how he does it. There's, like, seven stormtroopers in there, and he kills them all. Apparently without a blaster or anything. He's just a really good combat technician or something.
But he was a gunner.
He was a gunner, yeah. And he was, like, well, but, like, you find out in the comic book that he's supposed to be, like, a trainer of, like, combat, I guess, unarmed combat. That so was what
nobody trained him how to put a shirt on.
Right, yeah. Nobody trained him that, like, usually a vest goes over a shirt. At least Han Solo had the courtesy to do that. Yeah, it's like it has a very 90s, like, late 90s kind of Sully from Dr. Quinn sort of feel, where it's like, we want this guy to look rugged and, muscled unnecessarily. And he's got, actually got, like, the long hair.
He's got a ponytail.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Empire would be cool with that.
No, they're not. He's not an Imperial.
But he used to be.
After, he used to be an Imperial. And I'm assuming, like, he made all these
aesthetic changes.
It's
like, hey, I'm going to leave because I want to grow my hair out.
Yeah. And then, like, he sneaks into this place and he sneaks into, like, Lord Vader's place, and you find out, oh, Vader's actually got him, like, doing secret missions or something. So he gives him a secret mission to go kill somebody, and he goes to kill the person, and it turns out the person was kind of on to a plot to kill him from other people on the planet, and so he replaced himself and his daughter with androids who look like them, and then, like, they escaped, and so, like, he decides to not kill them because he finds out the plot was, like, somebody messing with Vader to take over this planet. And so, like, he brings that guy back to Vader, and Vader goes on this long soliloquy, which is very out of character for Vader, about how, like, oh, yeah, this guy, like, does my bidding, and he's got... It's because he saved my life once.
Is that how you read it in your head?
Yeah, basically. Well, because it doesn't look like Vader. It doesn't sound like Vader, because none of the things that Vader says in this entire comic book would match the character of Darth Vader. Like, there might be, like, two lines in the entire comic book that match the character of Darth Vader. But, like, he actually has, like, this paragraph of explaining why this guy is basically, like, he's working for me and I saved his planet because he said he would pledge his life to me if I saved his planet. Meanwhile, Vader would be like, I don't need you. Therefore, I'm going to destroy your planet, and if that destroys you, too, so be it. That's your problem. I don't care. That's closer to Vader than what you've got here. And so, I don't know. It's just like, the whole thing just kind of feels out of character. But they keep doing this thing in this comic book where, like, this guy is supposed to be some badass, and he's supposed to have all these combat abilities, but they don't show him doing any of his combat abilities in a real way. They just show him, like, choking the last guy or shooting the last guy. But, like, there's very little of, like, showing him, like, defeating, like, 14 stormtroopers all at once or sneaking past this really heavily guarded gate or something like that. Like, there's almost nothing there. It's just a whole bunch of snarky, like, late 90s, this guy's awesome, but we don't really know how he would do it, so we're just not going to show you sort of stuff, which is very disappointing. There's many things disappointing about this comic book. I don't really like it. So there's that. It actually kind of goes in line with modern Star Wars, where it's like, it wants to be super cool, and it's just not.
Yeah, so there's a lot of missed opportunities. His name is Jix?
Jixton, I think, but they call him Jix.
J-I-X, okay.
Yeah.
So, a lot of missed opportunities.
Has nothing to do with Jax.
So the good thing about comic books, okay, we're going to kind of talk about the medium since you forgot the book. A good thing about comic books is if you are making, you know, like, let's say you have a property that, you know, is very big on special effects, mm-hmm. right? It would be very expensive to create scenes for movies that could be easily drawn, and then using the imagination of the reader can be, you know, filled in, exactly. Yeah. So many opportunities for so many amazing things, and they skip over it. Like, mm-hmm. it's a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's a movie trying to save its budget.
Yep, yep.
There's no need for that.
Yeah.
It's okay, like we couldn't
get the animatronic to work really well, so we just implied the presence of Jaws.
Right, exactly.
Which works for a movie, does not work for a comic book.
It does not. So there's certain things, especially with Star Wars, like, they didn't really cut corners in the original ones for reasons like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And then when they got rid of it and they started showing us all the stuff, it hurt it.
It kind of looked
at the end of Rogue One, like when Vader's like murking everyone.
Yeah.
And you're just like, for some reason I liked him more prior to this. Well, even though, like, it's cool, but it's
like his presence is so much more commanding when he's not flailing about.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he doesn't need to do this. And, like, honestly, if you watch that one and then Episode 6 back to back, it is, like, jarring, and I know, because I've seen this, to watch that, the end of Rogue One, where he's laying about himself with a lightsaber, and then the beginning, where he literally just sends in the stormtroopers,
mm-hmm.
and then just walks through, barely surveying the damage, just looking for what he's interested in, you know, DGAF about everything else.
And ironically, if that was in a comic book, okay, like a scene where Vader's just murking everyone,
right,
it would probably be so cool to me, in my head.
Yeah.
When I put it on screen, the actual creation of that was not the best.
Yeah, not for that character. There are characters for whom that could work really well.
Plenty of characters. Listen, I can play Force Unleashed all day.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a thing about a lightsaber and just, like, taking out tons of people that is very enjoyable. But for them to skip over that, you can either do it the wrong way, Rogue One, or do it the right way, which they didn't do here.
Yeah, but it's like, in this comic book, like, Vader doesn't actually do anything. He just, like, has his minions do stuff, which is kind of the way the whole thing works. But Vader doesn't need to have these little conspiratorial nonsense things. Maybe you could integrate that in there and it would be fine. But you don't need to have Vader, like, going through long-winded explanations
mm-hmm.
about any
of this. There's people that do that for you. Yeah,
like, he doesn't have to answer to anyone except for one guy.
And like, when the guy comes in, he's like, you're late. Yeah. I'm like, Vader would not say you're late.
Yeah. He would just say, give me the report and maybe I'll let you live or something. Yeah.
Like, you gotta be... Vader didn't show up to this comic, okay?
Right, yeah.
For some reason, Michael Scott showed up.
That's right.
And it was just a little confusing for everyone involved for him to go on and on
right.
about this presentation
Yep.
That has a 10-minute update. It'll be about 2 minutes.
Let me give you a slideshow about how I became involved with this merc. Like,
what is happening? Don't do this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Show an infographic. What is happening?
Yeah, and then the whole thing kind of resolves where he's like, and like the guy's just like, yeah, I saved my planet by like pledging myself to Vader. And it's like, well, you know, like, there's the old saying about the man who feeds the tiger is simply hoping he'll be eaten last, sort of thing.
Can somebody do me a favor? I'm picturing this whole thing after saying that comment of him sitting at a desk drinking a cup that says "World's Best Darth." So if somebody can go and make that cup, it'd be really appreciated. I'd buy it.
Like there's
World's Best Darth.
I guarantee there's money.
There's got to be Cafe Press.
Somebody's going to do this.
Something. It's out there. It's out there.
It's probably already.
It's probably already.
You should look at it.
But anyway, go on.
I don't know. There's just something. It was unnerving because this happens with Star Wars stories a lot, and I've always worried about this, and I've always complained about it, and it's part of why I just plain don't watch any of the modern Star Wars content anymore. There are so many opportunities. You have a galaxy, right? You have a settled galaxy to deal with. And there's so many things in there. And the Jedi were supposed to be one tiny little slice of the galaxy. But they can't resist sticking the Force and the Jedi in as many scenes as possible and making everything about the galaxy, about the rebellion, and about the fate of those who are wielding the Force and so forth. And it's like, I understand that it's compelling, but like there are many, many, many stories that you could tell. That was my great hope for Solo, was that Solo was, okay, now you're talking about somebody who does not use the Force, does not have access to the Force, doesn't even believe in it. And they did a pretty good job for like the first two-thirds of the movie. And then they stuck the Force in there and lightsabers. And I'm like, what? And the Rebellion. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I think they stuck Darth Maul in at the end, too.
They did.
And I was like,
with metal legs.
This is awful. Like, this is like just wretched. I find it unwatchable. So, but that's the thing with this comic book is like, oh, here's a, opportunity to tell a really interesting story. And like, they just muck it all up. You could totally tell a story about a guy who's like out there doing merc stuff.
You know what's funny?
For other reasons. It's a one-off. You could literally come up with reasons and do this thing without messing it up by having Darth Vader completely step aside from his character and give a soliloquy.
So like, this is why I'm a huge brown coat. I was a big Firefly guy.
Yeah.
Because it felt like it was all the stuff that Star Wars didn't talk about. I know it's not in the Star Wars universe. I'm not an idiot. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, it's like what Solo should have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the like, best way to put it?
Yeah, and that only takes place within a solar system.
Yeah, yeah.
Not our solar system, but a solar system.
A solar system.
So,
and they have a whole thing, and they just ignore all of it.
And there's all these different cultures, and then there's just all these different stories.
Yeah. They would rather make a Jar Jar Binks standalone film, and then he suddenly has Force powers and a lightsaber.
But he does have a third eye,
Yeah. So, I mean, they're all about that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of opportunity with Solo, and they especially with the Darth Maul thing.
Yeah.
But
well, in all the prequels, and in fact, in Rogue One in particular, the fan service is so aggressive. Like, they stuck Donnie Yen's character in there, thought it was really cool, but he literally, multiple times in the movie, is chanting, "I am one with the Force is with me." And it's just fan service. It's like, I don't need that. You don't need that. The only reason they put it in there is so that certain fanboys can get their knickers, twisted. So it's like, we don't need this. This is just mucking the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that a bunch of times in them. Like in the very first film where somebody mentions Luke Skywalker and Rey's like, "Luke Skywalker? I thought he was a legend." And it's like, just give me a freaking break. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, they did okay with revealing Han Solo on screen for the first time. And then they destroyed his character. Like, literally just killed him in the cheapest way possible. Wasn't even emotionally connecting at all. But they do that a lot in Star Wars. They really take these great ideas and great premises from which to tell a story and just completely destroy it with something so trivial and just wasteful. And I think I have a really bad taste in my mouth left over from Star Wars as a result. So.
Yeah, the Empire can't be everywhere. I think The Mandalorian, I was okay with their Force elements with the Grogu thing. But once they started making it like over the top Empire stuff and everything else and rebelling, like you said, it just got like, no, just stick with the Wild West kind of stuff,
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool. I was kind of tempted to continue watching the show. I watched the first two episodes. Yeah, I was tempted to continue watching the show, but like I had been burned so hard by the movies. Just although I will say there is the movie that everybody hates. Was it Nine? I think it's a terrible movie story wise, but in terms of philosophy, it's actually really good. But a good philosophy can't save a lousy story. You kind of need both. Like, you can get away with a bad philosophy and a good story. You can't get away with a bad story and a good philosophy. But, like, philosophically speaking, I thought that movie did a lot of good work in terms of getting rid of the original sort of Hindu mindset of Star Wars, where George Lucas really had this idea that, like, your fate is just kind of controlled and, you know, it's not up to you. But in that last movie, it's very clear, like, no, fate is simply the thing that you choose to have happen. Like, and it disconnects people from, like, the genetic requirements and lineage. And it allows you to say, okay, that might be my lineage, that might be my genetics, but I'm going to go do the right thing because that's the right thing. So I thought it was pretty good in that respect. In many other respects, that movie is awful. Although it's not as bad as 8. I'll fight anyone any day that 8 is just the worst Star Wars movie ever made.
But I will say, if this comic was turned into a some sort of film or TV show, you know, if they would expand upon it, because I don't mind an apprentice to Darth Vader, but this would be better than 8.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I would think. We'll have to see if they ever decide to do that.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.